Chapter 13. Jessica watched a slow, wicked smile spread across Derek's lips as he slid his hands up her legs, grabbing her calves and flipping her onto her stomach. She let out a startled squeak, but before she could react, he was up on the bed, straddling her thighs from behind, and his hand smacked her ass. She sucked in a breath as heat bloomed across her butt cheek and found its way to the aching flesh between her legs. Beyond shocked, she pushed up on her elbows and glanced over her shoulder at him, and the look of pure, unadulterated sin on his face made her entire body jolt with desire. "What was that for?" she asked, her voice breathless. "For being so fucking naughty all night long." He spanked her again, twice more, until her skin felt like it was on fire, in a shockingly arousing way. She dropped her head to the comforter, a moan unraveling from her throat. Her heart was racing, her nipples were painfully hard, and she wanted more. "I really was a bad girl," she whispered. He chuckled huskily. "Oh, you really were, sweetheart," he agreed, and following that up with two more swats that had her shaking beneath him and her pussy pulsing with need. He massaged her stinging bottom with both hands, his thumbs slipping between the elastic band of her panties, and followed that bit of lace down between her thighs until he was so close to touching her sex. She gripped the covers, and if it wasn't for him still straddling her thighs, she would have shamelessly spread her legs wide to give him all the access he wanted. Arching her back, which also lifted her ass, she whimpered helplessly, desperately. "Derek, please." He removed his palms from her bottom and planted them on either side of her arms, leaning over her from behind. His body was warm and firm along hers, powerful and masculine as he pressed her into the mattress. He was still wearing his pants, but the thick length of his erection nudged against her backside, and all she could think about was finally having...